Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for today's adventure? Then let's stomp on in.
Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm Maggie, and I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for another adventure? Then let's stomp on in. Big adventures start with little steps.
This is episode 12 of the Dino Den, The Echo of Kindness.
This morning, the air smelled like wet ferns and warm sunshine.
Ooh, so sparkly.
The little stream flashed like a row of pennies, and the trees sounded like they were whispering secrets.
Topsy, Rexy, Lincoln, London, and Tank were lined up on the hill, and something felt different, not louder or quieter, just curious.
Tank took a deep breath and let out a big roar.
Everyone blinked. When Lincoln dropped a shiny pebble, it didn't just plink. It came marching back as a tiny parade of pebbles.
Look, the pebbles are marching.
Rexy tilted his head and asked if the valley was playing a trick. Topsy hopped forward and flicked a glossy pebble toward the stream. Instead of a plain plink, a second pebble bounced back, and then another, row after row, like a tiny parade going off to play.
They all laughed. Lincoln clapped his little claws, and Tank shook until his giggle made everyone giggle with him.
Then London tripped, and a shower of berry breadcrumbs tumbled out of her picnic basket. For a moment, the dinos worried those crumbs might disappear into the grass. But the valley didn't just copy the spill. Little crumbs rolled back like tiny helpers and arranged themselves into a neat, shareable pile. A crumb hopped right to Rexy's snout. One tumbled to Topsy's claw, and another nudged Tank's toe, as if to say, "Here, this is for everyone." Topsy picked up a crumb and whispered, "Thank you." And the valley answered with a soft echo that sounded like a smile turned into sound. They wandered on, and Mama T-Rex had lent them a big fuzzy blanket for a picnic. When the blanket slipped from Rexy's grip and tumbled down the slope, they held their breath. Then the valley crinkled and rustled, and out popped a soft, cozy pile of leaves and ferns that felt just like a blanket. It was big enough for everyone to share. They sat down, amazed. Tank curled his big tail. London hummed a gentle tune. Topsy nuzzled Lincoln, and Rexy let out a happy puff. Topsy said, "Very small, but very true. Maybe the valley gives back what we give it."
They decided to try more small things. Topsy painted a pebble with a bright leaf and set it on the path. The valley didn't return a painted rock. It returned a tiny painted flower that looked like sunshine on the ground.
Rexy carefully put three shiny stones into the shape of a heart. The valley rustled and gifted back three soft petals that fluttered around them.
But what if someone takes an echo for themselves?
Topsy thought about that and carried the painted flower over to Lincoln so everyone could look. The valley, seeing it shared, made a little space where more tiny flowers could grow for all of them.
They noticed a pattern. Every echo came back as something that could be shared. The pebble parade showed everyone where to step. The crumbs fed more than one mouth. The cozy pile warmed the whole group.
Lincoln, counting softly, said, "One kindness, two smiles, three friends sharing." They all nodded, and Tank hummed a tiny hum that the valley turned into a ripple of comfort, like a gentle blanket for the heart. Mama T-Rex came down the hill with a basket of sweet fern muffins and watched them with a smile. She said she remembered a simple teaching. Jesus told people to treat others the way they want to be treated.
The dinos didn't feel scolded. They had already seen it. When they shared or made someone laugh, the valley echoed kindness right back in ways that helped everyone.
Ah,
The rest of the afternoon felt like a warm blanket. They practiced little kind things, sharing a muffin, fixing a lopsided nest, singing a silly song for Tank. And each time the valley echoed it back as an invitation for others to join.
Before the sun dipped behind the tall ferns, Topsy stood and looked at her friends. If the valley can echo our kindness, what should we echo next? She asked.
A song.
One, two, three, good things.
Roar. Promise.
Now, little explorers, have you ever had a kind thing come back to you? Maybe someone shared a toy, helped you up when you fell, or said something that made you smile. Who could you echo kindness to today?
If you want, talk with a parent or grown-up and tell them one small way you'll echo kindness this week. It could be as simple as sharing a snack or as brave as standing with someone who looks lonely.
Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and Friends. If you liked our cozy adventure, stomp that subscribe button so you won't miss the next story. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. Until next time, God bless, little explorer. Thanks for listening.
Today's adventure may be over, but your next one is just beginning. Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and Friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. See you next time in the Dino Den.